Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hello?
Is this Kristen?
This is.
This is Brianna.
Hey, girl.
Isn't it so cool to put like a voice to your face?
Yes. It's about time.
I know, right? Like,
we've been like probably since 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
At least. It's been a long time. I mean, a lot of texting we've been doing, but no over the phone.
I know. It's weird, isn't it? It's like, you're kind of like,
I don't know. It just, you feel like friendlier now. You feel, not you, but I'm just saying, like, when you get on the phone with somebody, it feels like it kind of, you know.
It's a total change, you know.
Finally, you hear your voice. You always, like, picture someone's voice, you know. You're like, oh, hey.
Yeah. Now you can put it right together.
Right. Right. Now it's like, oh, I got an idea of what you sound like, because messages right? can suck.
Again.
Oh, my God, yes.
So, all right, so let's start. We'll start from the bottom.
All right. You, ma'am, have been barrel racing for quite some time. I mean, you've been riding, like, for a long time, right?
Yeah, yeah, a long time. I used to, geez, I'm 42 now. I mean, it doesn't seem old to some people, but to me, it's old.
You ain't 42.
I am.
Did you say 42?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought you was no older than 35. I'm not being
nice.
Oh, I
love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, 42. I'm an 81 baby. Yeah.
This generation. Yeah. We.
Yeah.
Been hard on us.
Okay, no, I'm sorry, but you've been riding for a minute.
Yes, a long time. I was showing horses actually to start for a long time, and you know, just having fun dabbling with barrel racing and stuff like that. But my main focus back in the day was showing paints and quarter horses.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you did like fun show, like pleasure shows or like still event shows or?
So we did a lot of the English and Western pleasure shows, you know, starting from when I was really little to like the fun little get together shows, you know,
yeah.
It was great learning experience. And then, I mean, all the way up to paint world shows. Yeah.
That's really cool. So when did you make the switch from that to barrel racing? Because I know you go pretty hard in barrel racing.
Yeah. So, like I said, during the times I showed, I had my little mare. I used to just barrel race off just some local, you know, fun shows. Just everybody likes to go fast and wild and be crazy. And when I... Actually, when my son was born, I decided that I did not have time to get a show horse ready to look fashionable to get in the ring. And so I decided that my barrel horse didn't need to be spotless to run around some barrels. So that's what I made the switch.
Less pressure.
Yes. Oh, huge, huge. And it was, you know, it's a little bit harder. I always say it was changing my costumes back then. You know, you're always in a different attire and a different class. It was harder when you have a baby stroller attached to you at the same time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can imagine. I mean,
yeah.
Like, because it is a little more strenuous. I don't want to say strenuous because barrel racing is hard too, but you look back at, like, how you used to dress up and things like that,
yeah,
in the middle of the heat,
yeah,
and all that stuff. It's
yeah,
like, and not even for money back then.
No. Yeah, we were happy with the ribbons.
Right. Yeah. No, I, yeah. Like,
Like, we was doing all that just for a ribbon. I mean, we could have been chilling out for some money.
I know. And all, you know, you think about it, you sit around and you see, and I still have some of it. I walk into my other trailer, and I walk in, I'm like, wow, I have so much horse show stuff. It's crazy. I could be a millionaire right now. It's crazy. I'm like, I could be on a beach.
True, right? True.
So have you always lived up north? I have, yep. I'm probably about 30 minutes from Saratoga. I've always been here. I do like it, though. I don't love the snow.
Yeah.
I don't love the snow, but I do like it. I like the atmosphere a lot up here.
Well, I think, I mean, because I was living under a rock up until a couple of years ago, but it's cool to see. I mean, like, you know, the first thing you think of when you think of horses and Western lifestyle, giddy-up cowboy, you always think Texas and South and
yes.
out, what, you know.
Absolutely.
And I don't think a lot of people realize just how saturated horse people are up there. Like, it's a lot of horses and horse people and events that go on up there, big events.
Yeah, there's some big events up here. But you're right. Everybody thinks Texas, you know, everybody where,
yeah.
you know, Yellowstone, you know, they're not thinking, oh, upstate New York.
Right, right. But it is up there.
It's, I mean, you
guys have got it going on up there.
It is. I mean, we have some great rodeos nearby. One is Painted Pony. That's in Lake Luzerne. Lucky E brought all to New York. And, of course, Pond Hill in Vermont.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've got some people that order stuff that live up in Vermont, and that's a pretty,
yeah.
Like, it's a lot of girls up there that are doing their thing up there, which is really kind of cool. So, but now you also still show, but you also give lessons and stuff. And boarding.
I do, yeah. Yep. Have the whole business. We board some. I have a crazy slew of kids and some adults that learn to ride and go on and do whatever they want to do and what event they want to do kind of deal.
Yeah, you don't just do, like, strictly barrel racing. You do, like, all general horsemanship and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I rode three seats when I showed, saddle seat, English, and Western. So,
cool.
Yeah, so a little bit of all around, absolutely.
Do you think having dabbled in those other disciplines helped you as far as barrel racing is concerned?
Oh, 100%. English is a seat that I think everybody needs to learn, especially, you know, there's nothing helping you. There's no pommel, there's no back. It's just, there's your saddle, figure it out kind of deal.
Yeah.
Especially with balance, absolutely.
That's cool, because I think a lot of people overlook the other disciplines and what they could do.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody should be able to dabble in just anything. And I'm not saying, you know, let's say these reiners. I don't think I've never rode a reiner. I'm not going to get on a reiner and be like, I know what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah. No.
You know?
No, me neither.
So, you know, so, I mean, shout out to them. That's crazy. But, you know, when you ride English, and I know all my English girls would be like, absolutely, you know, you're going to use your core a lot more. Stronger legs, for sure.
I always thought the same thing growing up because I mainly rode Western, you know. I was like,
yeah.
Y'all are cool, but okay, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
It will strengthen. It will. I mean, I'm joking about it, but I did ride English for just a little bit. But it'll awaken your body. Like, you'll
it
realize
will.
You had muscles you didn't know that you had, and it'll,
100%.
You know. But I think it's cool to always hear about these, you know, girls like you and y'all do barrel racing and stuff, and you talk about the other disciplines. I think it's cool because, you know, a lot of people really get stuck on, oh, we don't do that or do this, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, if you think about it, it all kind of ties in together. It helps.
Absolutely.
Know.
Yep. Absolutely ties in all together. Just like, you know, going to the gym every day, that's going to help you just be a better rider as well.
Yeah. Well, that was something else I was going to talk to you about because I have not everybody is a gym person, but I know you've been going to the gym for a minute. Like, you're, you know, pretty into it.
Yes.
It helps your riding. Like,
it does help my riding. I got a horse right now. He is a baby.
His stride is very hard to keep up with, and I love the fact that he loves Need for Speed, but I was not working at least my bottom half, which meaning leg day, it'd be hard to keep up with him. He's hard. Hey, Will.
Yeah, because I don't think a lot of people, you know, I think they don't realize how beneficial it can be when it comes to having a horse to being in shape. You know, it could help you a lot.
It can. It, you know, there's, I remember, I guess, a time in a rodeo, obviously reined cats and dogs wouldn't stop. I remember coming around the first and my horse falling and sliding down with me, and my horse, God bless him, he's an angel, got up, and he just continued running while I was hanging off the side.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just
I think pulling. I remember this.
Yeah, he just kept going, and I'm pulling myself. I finally got up. My horse is not going to stop. He's like, I'm doing my job. When my job's done, I'll stop. He's just that type. He could do it blindfolded. And when I pulled myself up, I was like, I'm glad I work out.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy accident. I think I remember you posting that. That was in the last couple
of
years, wasn't it?
Yep. Slid right out from under me. And we've all been there. But I just said to myself, I was hanging on. I was like, you got to get yourself back up there, or I don't know what else is going to happen here.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, I mean, you know, and also, you know, I've watched, there's this girl on TikTok who's into barrel racing, and she's kind of like going through her whole little workout ordeal and losing weight and all that kind of stuff. And it's not necessarily the objective of people need to lose weight for aesthetic purposes. It's really like, you know, to be considerate of your horse and to be in shape and, you know.
I see people all the time, and they come into the gym, and, you know, a gym group always talks. And I remember saying to a lady, she came in, and she's like, I want to be skinny. I said, no, you want to be healthy. I said, you don't want to be skinny. There's nothing wrong with who you are, what you want to be, your frame, whatever. You want to be healthy. And really, that's what I want people to do, just be healthy. I don't care if you eat Oreos and pizza. I love Oreos and pizza.
Right.
You know, just be healthy. That's it. You don't have to go on some crazy diet and think that being skinny is the way to be. You know, just be healthy. Go for a walk. You don't even have to go to the gym. Go for a walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it'll even help your, like, it's not just a matter of looking thinner or in shape. Like it'll help your brain. It'll help
aging
and all that kind of stuff
like
that.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So the barn is not your, is that your full-time job?
Yes. I mean, I do work with the gym, helping people as far as that. So
you're a personal trainer too?
I do help people, yes.
That's cool.
So I do that, but my main focus is the barn. But I don't know. I just like helping people. I can't help it. I love my lesson groups, my private lessons. I just love teaching.
Yeah. Well, it takes a special person to teach. I'll say that, because you got to have patience. I don't think I'm a good teacher, and to be able to see people do that, break it down and that kind of stuff is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you work with all different levels of people that
I do.
Are in horses.
Absolutely. From beginner to advanced. I have some autism kids. I have a whole slew of different ones. It's just great. It's a fun, I just love relating to the kids. They're great. They teach me something every day, too. So,
and how long have you been doing this?
Oh, geez. That's a great question. I remember, I fully, let's say, since 2013, when I opened my business.
Permanently. But I taught an off and on at different barns as well.
What can you say is the biggest challenge you've had as far as giving lessons?
That's a good one. Challenge. You know, I guess I have to say it's not so much of a challenge as trying to tell people, and especially my students, not it's hard to explain this, but it's not everybody knows everything. You come in and your kids would be like, hey, my friend said da 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 da, or, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Like, take something from everybody. Take something from everybody. You know, everybody's playbook has something. Because everybody wants and strives to, I'm going to be the next great. And I love the attitude. But I want you to worry on what's today.
Yeah, you touched on a good point, because it's very hard to live in the present. Because I catch myself always either like, what do they call it? Depressed from the past and anxious from the future.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's really it. You're either like one or the two. And if you actually try to concentrate on living in the present, it's very hard.
It is. You know, it is. You know, sometimes you just got to take that step back, focus on what you're doing at this moment, and get through that moment. And you can, one step, a slow step at a time, you can achieve any goal. Take your time.
Yeah, you're right, because it is very easy to want to get into a rush.
Mm-hmm.
And horses
yeah,
don't
absolutely.
Work like that.
No. Take your time. Learn it. You know, it's better to take your time than rush through it. You know, you know, what do they say is fast horse is a smooth horse, and, you know, slow and steady wins the race.
No, but No. Well, I know the one you're trying to talk about.
smooth horse is a fast horse?
Faster is smoother, but correct fast is like something. I think I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
because there's a quote out there that touches on exactly what we're talking about here. But it takes a lot of patience to be, and it's hard if you actually try to, like, concentrate on living in the present. I know it's hard for me to do. What would you say, did you see a big difference from when you were teaching before COVID and then during COVID and then kind of now after COVID? Did you see like a big difference in the type of people?
Yes and no. The best part, I guess, not COVID wise, COVID was awful, is I'm outside.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if they kept their mask on, of course, and we weren't that close. So I always allowed parents to come in, but I restricted, okay, one parent. You can video, even though we were outside in an indoor, whatever it may be at that time. I don't even remember if it was cold or warm. But we still kept going.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people saw a spike in like sales and stuff as far as COVID was concerned, which was weird because the horse industry is like primarily outside, but you saw a lot of like places shutting down or they weren't able to do this and move that, but it was still like the industry was still growing during that time, which was kind of cool. Do you think it's kind of come down some, or even like the numbers through the sales and stuff as far as feral horses and stud horses are concerned? Have you seen, like, do you think that that's kind of going the way it's supposed to go, or?
With this economy now, I don't even know what's up or down.
That's true. It's gone down.
It's one of those things. You see it go down, and then you turn back around, and you're like, when did eggs become that much? When, you know, it's I think Starbucks went to $5. Is that the same? I went there the other day to get a cup of coffee. It was $5.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wow, when did this, you know, it's kind of like one of those things. You fluctuate with the economy, you know,
Yeah.
Don't live outside your means is, you know, the really good thing about it. Like, don't try. Don't try to keep up with the Kardashians, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a kind of a lot of that. Well, I mean, I don't want to say it was a lot of that going on, but, you know, I think the want for the lifestyle has kind of come down a little bit, or quite a lot, actually. That feels more like normal. Because for a minute there, it felt like everybody and their brother was in horses, and it was like this big, huge thing, you know, but I feel like maybe it's come down a little bit.
I think it has. I know horse prices are, I don't know if they're high or not. I mean, because I'm not shopping. I have some people that are shopping, and I'm like, oh, that's high. I'm like, okay, it's not going to be my for my horse. So,
right.
You know, I think some of it's come down, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm not shopping around for anything new.
Yeah, yeah. Now, your main steed is how old?
Oh, gee, my main man, I think, is 13 now.
That's a good number.
Yeah, my mare that also goes, she, I think, is, oh, geez, she's maybe like 10 or 11 now. And then I have my baby that is 7 and is going to start coming out.
7 years or 7 months?
Seven years.
Oh, I was like, wow, you just really had a, you really just had a, when did this girl have a horn?
Yeah, right? This is great.
What? Well, but is that a good age range, you think, for as far as?
It's a good age range. I would like my main guy. I keep telling he's going to retire, and then I pull him out and be like, oh, come on, just one more. You know what? And I can't help it because he enjoys it.
Yeah.
You know, he really does enjoy it. And I always like think to myself, am I being kind by retiring you?
That would be kind of hard because you're right there with him and you're riding him. It's kind of like,
I know. You get him out and it's just like, all right, I got it, Mom. We're good. I'm like, buddy, don't you just want to go out in the pasture and do whatever? But he comes up to the gate. He's like, can I go?
Aww.
So I'm like, maybe I don't want to.
Oh, that makes me think of this. I know you're on TikTok too, but I ran around across this one where this, like, they were showing the picture of the horse at the gate, like just what you said, that they're they've got these horses at this gate and the trailer's like going off.
Yep,
and the music's all like emotional, you know, and the caption was like, she still wants to go after 20 something years of showing,
right?
You can't show. I'd be like, all right, get on the trailer.
Right, exactly. Just come on.
It'll be all right.
What's one more time?
Yeah. Now, how far do you travel to barrel race? Do you try to stay where you're at, or do you go any, you know?
So we can go to, like, go out to New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. I'm not trying to go to Texas, you know.
Right, yeah, no.
I'm going to stay in my area, only because that's where our circuit is. So I kind of just stay in my area of where our circuit is.
I spoke to a girl who does leather work up there in Pennsylvania, and she said she was talking about kind of the same thing. Like, you know, a lot of people think that all the best ones are out here and out there, et cetera, et cetera. She's like, we've got some good stuff here, you know. But I think
Absolutely.
That's because the general public kind of just gets, like, when you first say horses, they don't think about.
That's right.
Up north or even California or you know, places like that, the first thing they think is
Texas
and the South. And stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, you sit there, you think about horses, you know, the first thing you're thinking is like, hey, Texas, you know, or you're going right to Yellowstone.
That's,
you know, the big thing on TV. So they're not thinking, oh, upstate New York, heck yeah, unless you're talking about racing. You know, you're talking about thoroughbreds, they're thinking, oh, Saratoga Racetrack.
Which I didn't even know that. That's kind of cool.
Well, see, that gives you more reason to come up here.
Right. I know, right? Well, like, I know it's cool because
I had a client of mine. He's a real estate agent in Long Island and around that way of New York. And it was so funny when he was telling me he used to go hunting in upstate New York. And I was like, what are you hunting? I'm like, what are you talking about? And he showed me pictures of the deer up there and how the countryside was up there. And I was like, Shut up. It's just cool, you know, to kind of hear about it, to kind of break that assumption that people have,
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Agreed.
We're just old North Carolina down here. We ain't nothing special.
But you're warm.
This is true. This is true. But y'all
laugh. We're just breaking
at us.
Into the 60s here now. Come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just got rid of the snow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we didn't. We didn't get any snow.
No, you saw nothing. What do you foresee? Do you foresee yourself continuing to just do lessons like you've been doing and stuff like that? Or do you, what do you see in the future for you and your barn?
Definitely continuing lessons. I don't think I could stop that. I know I stopped for a little while, just to take a break for myself.
Yeah.
And I missed it. I didn't know what to do with myself. The break turned into like, I'll get this, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, and the girls always reminded, they'd call me, the little ones would call me, and they'd have mom dial the phone, and they'd be like, I miss Liar, I miss Whiskey, you know, so I don't think I could ever stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever stop.
What do you think is probably one of the most important things to teach your students when they're first coming in, like when they're young and they're brand new? Like, mm-hmm. Let's say you've got this 10, 12-year-old girl. She's brand new to horses, never nothing, da-da-da-da-da. What's probably one of the most important things that you concentrate with those students?
With those students, the first thing is safety, 100% safety. We have a big animal. They're very intelligent animals, but they're not babies.
Right.
You know, so it we go over safety as our first thing, especially how to cross, what we don't do, what we do, and let's face it, when we all get older, what we teach in that safety, we do it anyway. You know, we get older and we get so used to that one horse that lets us do everything. All of a sudden, we're walking behind the horse, we're patting them on the butt, we're standing there having a conversation with our hand on the butt. But that's us when we get to that horse level and we're all just like, oh yeah, that's just old Betty, and she just lets us do whatever we want. But when they're young, we go right through safety and we keep at it.
Yeah, because that's something that you can't
let
slip when it comes to horse, because you're right, because we did it, you know. You have that, uh-huh. Like you just said, you got that one old horse, you're like, she's not gonna do nothing, blah blah blah,
you know. And we've been around horses for years and we're standing there talking to somebody, you know, you took your gloves off, whatever, you put them on their butt and you're just standing behind them and you're just talking away. We've all done it. All us horse people have done it.
Yeah,
but we got to go back and say, that's not what we do.
Right.
That's
right.
Not what we do.
Now, what's your, I guess, that's not a word. I was fixing to say a word that's not a word. What is the most fun lesson that you give? Do you have people come out there for barrels, or is it just?
We come out here, we do a little bit of everything. I guess I take one day out of the week, and it's and these kids sometimes bring their own horses, and we call it like the desensitizing week, and we just find, you know, we put the tarps like everybody else would do at the house, tarps, walls, everything, and we make a big game out of it.
Cool.
Yeah. You know, we might throw the balls to each other. We'll have the horses kick the balls. We walk over the tarps. We cover our horse in the tarps. You know, we make fun of the situation in the horses. I mean, obviously they're used to it now, doing a little, and we're teaching the kids that, you know, some things are scary to them and we have to work through that.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, we do some fun things.
Yeah, that probably builds their confidence, too, the kids' confidence.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I do it with my older ones, not my, hey, you're young and let's, you know, play with the tarp of the horse. You know, these are my older students. Of course, my my younger ones, we're just still focusing on, you know, making sure we ride, our control is good, you know, things of that nature.
Right. Now, your son, does he have any desire to have anything to do with horses?
He does if we're not playing video games.
Yeah,
he loves his video games, but, and we will see, I'll send you pictures if it happens. I got a horse for him. He's ready to ride this summer, get in some rodeo, so we're going to see.
Do you think he's going to take after mine, do barrel racing, or do you like, what does he want to do?
I don't know. We're going to find out. There's a fun local rodeo here that's not far from my house, Riding High Ranch, and I'm going to take him up there, and I'm going to see what he wants to do. You know, if he wants to rope, great. He's a little too little, you know, bulldog, but, you know, steer wrestle, but we're going to find out.
Right, right.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, some of that stuff is badass, man. I mean, like, you couldn't pay me to come running down on a horse and flop on the dirt trying to, like, wrestle a steer. I'd be like, no, you can get somebody else to do that.
Yep, nope, I'm good. I'll be at the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, I'll just hold your horse for you. Congratulations.
That's right.
But no, like, that's really, like, I mean, that's, it's tough. That's a tough ordeal, some of the stuff
Absolutely.
That you can do, even the calf roping and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, whatever he wants to do, I mean, obviously, if he wants to dabble in some barrel races, we'll go to some local barrel races. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Is he going to do it in a rodeo? No. But whatever he wants to do, as long as he's riding with me and coming with me and getting in the truck, I'm happy.
Yeah. You just made me think about something, because I had this conversation with a girl a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a month ago. We were talking, she was explaining to me kind of the difference between barrel racing at a rodeo and barrel racing at like a jackpot or like a series that's dedicated to barrel racing. Would you say that there's a big difference between those two? Like, I mean, obviously not the general pattern and the way that it actually runs, but like, you know, she was explaining how some of these, you know, the ground is a lot different and the way that, you know, some of the horses and the people that go to them, you know, you've got, well, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, you know, some of these barrel horses, the maintenance in itself is.
Yeah, I mean, you're everywhere you go, no cowgirl is going to be happy with the ground. Period. Okay.
I've seen this.
You know, you ever watch that TikTok? Well, I forgot his name. He's actually a bullfighter. He's a clown. He's awesome. And he does that barrel racing bet. He goes in the ground and he's just throwing the dirt everywhere.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, the horse screamer. The horse screamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys see him. Because, you know, he's just out there. He's doing what some of these girls do, you know.
Yeah.
Again, no one's going to be happy with the ground. It is what it is. It's gonna either going to rain cats and dogs. It's going to muddy. It's going to be hard. It's going to be too soft. It's going to be too deep. It's going to not have enough. It's, you know.
I would fire myself if I was the ground crew. I'd be like, I don't want this pressure.
I think that's every tractor driver's, like, worst fear. Like, oh, man. How many of these are going to come in the arena this time?
Well, that's so funny you said that, because I distinctly remember a post. It was maybe 2022 or 2023. It was not too long ago, but within the last couple of years, where, like, the place that put on this barrel race literally had to come on the Facebook and be like, look, this is the guy that did our ground. And he had to come on there and come all of these girls. It was a lot of girls, you know, about this big ordeal and the ground and the dirt and all this kind of stuff. And nobody had an accident. And, like, everybody, it was just weird. I was like,
yeah,
y'all really get this way about this?
Yeah.
I mean, just a little too much.
Oh, it was something. I remember going to Goshen, and my friend used to drag the ground, and she would go live way before, just reporting in, it's not raining, the barrel race is still on. And, you know, it's a week before we're supposed to be in there, because she knew She knew if a drop of rain in that forecast was going to happen, she was going to have 15 girls calling her going, is it still on? Are we still doing it? Is the ground okay?
Yeah, I can imagine now.
I mean, I just don't, I guess I don't understand where, well, the horse is obviously doing maneuvers that, like, you know, pleasure horses aren't doing and other horses and stuff aren't doing. So I could understand where, you know, it's not, you can't go sliding around on a bed of rock, you know.
Right, right.
But to be able to get that ground like it needs to be to satisfy everybody, that's got to be a hard job.
A hard job. God bless them. I don't want their job.
I'm
not driving.
Yeah. Or even cutters. I mean, have you seen some of the dirt in those pens?
It's
deep.
Right, right.
Yep, God bless those tractor drivers and the person that laid the ground. I'm going to be on my trailer. Oh, God. You know, if you rodeo, you show horses, there's going to be drama no matter where you go. And, you know, so, you know, just like I said, I stay at the trailer. That's where I am. That's where you're going to find me. I'm paid. I'm over the trailer till they're calling my name.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know it does can play a certain impact. You know, I'm not completely disregarding it, making fun of it.
Right.
I know it does. It plays an impact, and, you know, some of it really, really, really does matter. But some
Absolutely.
Of the situations I saw, it could get out of hand. Like you said, with anything in life, it's going to be easy for that. Now, do you plan on how many times do you bell race for yourself? Do you ever take any of your lesson people with you to shows on the weekends and stuff, or do you just keep that during the week?
If I'm going to rodeo, no, it's just me. I just want to concentrate on myself.
Right.
And if I go to a jackpot or it's a weekend-long bell race, sure, bring your horse along, let's get in, and absolutely, or I'll tell my clients if they have their horses at a different, let's go, I'll meet you there, and we'll get you signed up and ready to go. You know, and that's more, I shouldn't say it's laid back, because it's not laid back, nothing is laid back, I wish it was, especially when you're trying to do yourself, and then there's a whole bunch of, you know, lesson girls that came with you or met you there, so it's a little bit harder to be laid back, because you know you got to make sure everybody's up at their time and you're getting yourself ready and everything. So I, when it comes to rodeo, I just want to be myself.
Yeah, that's your way time.
Yep.
Yeah, because you guys, it's fun too. Like, it's a camaraderie, and you get to at least, well, you probably do too. But, you know, I remember we used to all hang out when the show was over with and have fun and chill out and stuff like that. So.
Yep, absolutely, 100%. At these, you know, jackpots, if there's, you know, 3 day, we're hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. We have some laughs, have some good times, you know, and those are the times you're always going to remember.
Yeah.
You know, we try to definitely just hang out and have some fun when we definitely go to jackpots. Rodeos, if they're getting done late, I'm ready to get in the truck and get home.
Oh, really?
You know, and it depends how late. If we're staying over, that's great. If not, then, you know, if they're close by, you know, with my rodeos, I just want to get home.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Some rodeos do last kind of late.
They do, yeah.
Now, have you only done horses as far as work's concerned? What did you do before 2013? Did you get out of high school and then go to college and do something else and then decide to do horses, or did you just...
Oh, I've been in horses since I could walk. I'll give you a little funny story. So I the first thing I rode was not a horse. My dad put me on a pig.
What?
That's probably harder. I have a picture, and I'm on the big fat belly, you know, pot belly pig, thinking it was the greatest thing in the world.
Why not?
So as far as I can remember, including that pig, because the picture proved it, been riding along, right along. I do not ride pigs anymore. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, yeah.
We're not the pig tamer.
No.
They're actually very smart from what I've read and what I've been told. Like, pigs are very, very intelligent.
Yeah, I mean, they're good to eat. They're good to eat. I don't have any more.
Right, yeah. My characters are smart. Give me bacon.
I mean, sorry if I offended anybody, but they are good to eat, and I do not have any.
That's so funny. You so, like, I'll tell you a story, actually. I ship stuff, like, to Canada and outside the United States, and I have to go to DHL because it's the only place, like, it's just what we use. Where I have to go to DHL. Well, long story short, they have to start, you have to stand there while they open up your boxes for what you're shipping, and, like, it's a new policy thing. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. And the dude was funny. Like, we just sit there and kind of shoot the shit while they have to do their thing, and then I can leave, you know.
Right.
And he goes, you got any horse meat in here? Because he knows that a lot of it's horse stuff.
Right.
And I'm really, it takes a lot to offend me. Like, I really am very laid back. And I just kind of looked at him and chuckled. I was like, no, you know it ain't no horse meat. And then I said, but it's funny you say that, because if you said that anywhere else, it probably would have went. Because, like, in the United States, horses is very, they're pets. You don't look at them like you do a pig.
Right.
And even
right.
some people do have pigs as pets. But pigs
right,
are like,
exactly.
No, that's some bacon. but you pick it up with my throwing. And then, but if you say horse meat in another country, it's
right.
nothing. It's not,
right.
not that
exactly.
big a deal.
I agree 100%.
It's crazy how where you live and the way you're brought up and the people and all that kind of stuff, you know, the country that you're from and stuff kind of dictates how you view certain things and stuff like that. If you and I were in another country where horse meat was perfectly acceptable, it wouldn't be a big deal at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. Absolutely.
But not here. No.
No.
No. I feel a little sick about myself, honestly. I'd be like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm a vegetarian, bring the salad.
Yeah. I'm a vegetarian today.
Yeah. Till I get home.
Right. Then we're gonna eat some bacon.
There'll be bacon.
Okay, now back to your gym deal, because I always see you post pictures of the gym, you do the gym and all that kind of good stuff like that. What do you say is more important when it comes to not even necessarily horses, but general health? Is working your muscles more important than cardio, or do they both collide together? Because, you know, a lot of women are taught cardio is like, you need to do more cardio, don't build muscle, blah, blah, blah. But that's actually really like a myth, right?
So I think I use cardio as like a warm up, just to get the heart racing kind of deal. I like lifting weights. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I complain. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one like, oh my god, I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, this heavy. I don't want to do another rep. you know, don't get me wrong. Pitches can say like 1,000 words, but I'm still gonna be mad at myself. I'm like, I ain't doing another one. I usually have someone with me. And they're like, oh, you're gonna do another one. I'm like, okay.
Hey, but at least you're there. You're
right.
Beating the people on the couch. So,
right. You know, so I only do a little bit of cardio. And it's good. You know what? If you're doing cardio and that's all you're going, I applaud you. Good job. Keep going.
But the muscle building is what really
burns
more.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, people are like, I don't want to get bulky. You're not going to get bulky. You're not going to lift that much to get yourself to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of females look at that like, I can. No, you won't. It'll take you years. Years. You know, it's okay to pick up the weight.
That's what I was getting at. Like, your first thing, because I used to think the same thing, like, I don't want to get bulky. But when you do your research and you talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about, like you put it into perspective for me, like, it's impossible for you to do that. Like,
right.
Just pick up
the weight. Right. Just pick up the weight. You're going to be okay. Cause, you know what? And muscle's going to weigh more than fat. period, and you're going to feel better about yourself. But you know what? If that's all you're doing is cardio, riding the bike, or walking the treadmill, keep doing it. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Right.
You know, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
That's right. 100%.
Yeah, because I always thought it was like, I mean, you know, you see how people get, like, picked on or how it's really hard for people to go. It's hard for me to go into a gym, like, around people.
I get that a lot of women. They walk into a gym, and they're intimidated right off the bat because there's men in there.
Yeah.
Somebody's, you know what? I don't care if you got to wear sunglasses and be like, you can't see me, you know. Get in there. I think you're going to intimidate the guy more than anything.
But it's comforting to know that a lot of people think that.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm just always like, I think it's cool that somebody's even getting up and doing something about it. Like that should be applauded in itself. You know, to make it hard on somebody.
Yeah.
Going to the gym's like lame.
Yeah. You know what? Keep moving forward. If you're doing it, keep going.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
So what's your go-to workout when you go to the gym? How many days a week do you work out?
I work out, I want to say every day, but that's not the truth. So I'm going to say I probably work out probably 4 days out of the week. But I'm always on the move. Yeah, I'm always on the move the weekends, too. So I'm not, you know, sitting around. But definitely, you know, upper body one day, lower body the next day, you know, doing the routine kind of deal. But definitely 4 days out of the week, for sure.
Yeah, and then the rest of the time, you give lessons 5 days a week or four? How long, how many times do you give lessons?
Yep, the kids, not my kids, but the kids that I teach, obviously they go to school. So when they're out of school, we start it right at Monday through Friday. We're right out of it after school at 3 o'clock until we end. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're back up from 9 till whatever time we end, 4 o'clock. And then we're done for the day. So, yeah.
How cool is that?
I don't mind it. There are some days I'm like, I would take a break. I would give myself one day off. And again, back to I'll ride my horses. And then I'm, you know, what do you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm not a shopper. I'm not, you know, a tax store. You bring me a tax store, I'm with you. But let's go buy some clothes.
Yeah, because there's a place up there. I can't remember that girl's name or whatever. Me and you were talking about it one time. She was like, I can't, every time she does a sale, I have to buy something. I can't. It's a weakness.
Yes. Yeah.
But, hey, I think drugs.
It just, dang right. Oh, my God, yes. But I think this tax stuff is a drug because we all could be millionaires right now sitting somewhere.
Right.
Be like, when did I get three of those?
Oh, well, I need a fourth one.
Seriously. Put it in the cart.
Yeah. But anyways, I mean, you know, horses, it's not like it's, you know, it's really hard to complain about horses or having anything to do with horses because the work ethic that's associated with it, the hard work that's associated with it, dedication and stuff, like, you know, I mean, it's a good place for kids to start.
It so is. It teaches so much discipline and hard work, and I love it when some of my students, they get older and their parents are like, you know what, you showed me, we're going to get you your own horse, and they want to be at the barn. You know, they want to be at the barn.
That's
and,
cool.
You know, I guess that's the best part because you know that, you know, they're doing their schoolwork and they're coming to the barn, they're taking care of their animal, they're going home just like we were when we were kids to sleep, and what time can we get to the barn? You know, we don't care about school. We forgot about, I don't know. They have teams and they do this. They do drill team. See, it came to me.
Oh, cool.
You know, so they are in a drill team. They go and this lady teaches them things. The girl supplies the horses and they go there, you know, and they pair up. They get in their nice colored shirts and, you know, they just have fun. It's great. I love watching
that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I always thought the trick riding was cool too.
I know, I know. Good, you know, I feel like I do that on a down low, like when you fall off or
yeah.
Like I meant to do that. That was a new trick ride.
It's okay. You're ahead of me because I'm not even riding. But some of them trick riding girls, like you watch them and stuff they do. I'm like, oh
no,
it's
amazing. It's like I'm not doing that. I'm too old. I'm not bouncing
well. Well, like I said, you're further than me. I'm not even riding. You're actually there riding. So I have no say so in this.